Bibles and turn in them to the portion of Scripture that's been selected. And this morning, I want you to turn to the book of John, the 17th chapter. John chapter 17, we'll be reading the first five verses of John, of the 17th chapter, rather, and page 1139 in your Scofield Reference Bible. John 17, verses 1 through 5, and we'll read the verses responsively. Let's stand, please, as is our custom to do. You'll note, please, that the fourth verse is the text verse. These words spake Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And let's read together also verse 5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Let's pray. Father, there are needs here, as many needs as there are people, yea, and even many more. And we come to the one place in all the week where we feel like these needs can be met. We're thankful for this place. We're thankful for what we feel here, for what we experience here. We're thankful especially for the preaching and thy word. And we pray that you'd bless as we listen today and give of thy Spirit's power. That listening might be done in the power of the Holy Spirit, and that the preaching might likewise be done in his power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Neath the stars of the night walked the Savior of light in a garden of dew-laden breeze. Not my will, but thine be done, cried the Father's own Son, as he knelt neath the old olive trees. He's kneeling there beneath these trees, praying the great prayer of John chapter 17. His hands are still moist with the washing of the feet of the disciples. His lips still reverberate from having said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. His brow twinges as it prepares for the kiss of betrayal from one of his own 12. His hands clench as they await their piercing. His mouth is still tasting the first communion cup and the bread of the first table. His mouth is tomorrow he'll be crowned. In just a little while, in fact, in just a few hours, he'll be kissed, the kiss of betrayal. In just a few hours, he'll be taken away to the court, to the place of the high priest, and on to Pilate, and on to Herod, and back to Pilate, and soon he'll feel the hurt of the cross against his back, and the